Good morning. Folks, I hope you'll understand, and I know everyone I've had a chance to talk one-on-one with it has certainly concurred with me. We canceled the comedian today, Daniel Matthew. Now let me hasten to add, are in a storm, and yes, we'll take our spirits to the Lord here in worship and center ourselves in Christ. But before we do, some announcements to come before us. Choir is postponed. We will not be having it this Wednesday. There is a conflict, so it will be next Wednesday. Next Wednesday will be the choir practice. And also, we will be having the, I've got dates in here for you to look at. We've got nominations will be this Tuesday. But I do want you to take a look at, for instance, that Deeper Connections Bible study. That's going to begin the very next night after the first choir practice. That will begin on Thursday evening, September 19th, 6:30. In the social room, and just come. We've got plenty of participant books, but we certainly want you to know that you're welcome at any time. Just drop in, because this is a tremendous series. In 20 years, I've never, well, 39 years, 20 years here, 39 years total. I've never received the response that I have, as I have, for the Deeper Connections Bible series. And you want to get excited about it, talk to Mary Ann Hall. Talk to her sometime, Bob. I know she was very, very impressed with it. So that begins Thursday evening, September 19th, 6:30. Now, Dee Stickley Minor. She is the conference representative for the Wings of the Morning Aviation Ministry in the Congo. She will be here for the 9:30, the keynote speaker. She will have film from that wonderful plane that we had the anointing service for. She's gonna show you film, because she went over there to North Katanga. She flew in that, Dick. She flew in it. And of course, this brings medical supplies and saves lives. It's a United Methodist ministry. And so she's going to be here to interpret that, and she will be in the fellowship hall. Sunday school teachers, if you want to utilize that time, she will be available for questions and answers, like we like to do when our friends from the MAF come as well. So she will be back in the fellowship hall. That'll be a combined service, by the way, 11:11 and 9:30. We'll all be here for the 9:30 with that question and answer to follow. Carrie Ann Potluck Dinner. Judy, I want to thank you. Judy and your team again. The comfort you brought to the Garrises. What healing ministry, and what a turnout. Just a remarkable representation, showing respect and love for Glenn and for the family. But that healing ministry that Judy's a part of, can't say enough about that. And Judy's going to get a little sign-up thing for us for the potluck carry-in dinner. And I'm hoping, Coach Bowen, we're kind of shooting for it, to have the first bike-a-thon fundraising, 2030-somethings, if you want to yoke with that, you want to, you know, connect with that, that'd be a great Sunday for you to be actually part of a mission work. We're going to raise the funds, and every dollar is going to go to the Wings of the Morning. And by the way, Dee Stickley Minor, Dick, she won't take a nickel. She's driving from Columbus. She says, Greg, I'm a morning person. Said, I'll make the drive and I'll be there by 9:30. And I said, well, we won't start without you. So she's going to be here. She'll be here. And every nickel goes to the Wings of the Morning for that wonderful healing ministry. Now then, are there any other parish notices to come before us? I know we're really starting to, this is rally days nevertheless. And we're going to rally as we seek the comfort of the Word of God today. Very special. Very special scripture we're going to turn to. Any other parish notices? Excellent, Dean. Excellent. I know Jeannie's been sharing. I'm not going to say a word. But I know she's been talking about some great ideas and some great exciting plans here for the future. Just really looking forward to it. Yes, Vicki. Yes, Vicki. Yeah, sure.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, I would just like to say thank you to everybody who contributed to the beef pork project. We are the owner of a cow, and it is being processed as we speak, and that will be used then for the food pantry. Thank you to all who helped with that. Also, just a reminder, the Pregnancy Life Center Walkathon is next week. If you'd like to walk, there are papers out in the vestibule, and if not, see Warren or I. We're both going to walk and looking for sponsors. Thanks.
Thank you, Vicki. Wonderful, wonderful opportunity to talk about a fundraiser that's important. Now, there's one to connect with. Any other parish notices to come before us? As I said, today we will seek the comfort and the healing of the presence, the calming presence of Jesus Christ in our storms of life. Let's prepare our hearts for worship. God of abundant and eternal life, pour out your Spirit upon all of us gathered here, that we may be strengthened in the spirit of your love, fed with the bread of your teachings. Open our hearts, that we may truly accept your abundant grace and steadfast love as our souls reach to you in this time of need. Embrace us with your love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. She selected an arrangement of Amazing Grace, with which we will close the congregational singing of Amazing Grace. But children, surely it is the Amazing Grace, powerful presence of Christ, that allows Diane Clemens to find the strength to share and to do this task here in this time of bereavement with the passing of her beloved brother, Craig. It is the Amazing Grace of God. Diane, God bless you as He is, and thank you so much for sharing that blessing with us. Come to the waters of grace.
Here our thirst is satisfied.
Come to the rivers of love.
Here our hearts now sing with grace.
Come to the tree bearing the fruit of life.
Here our hungry souls are fed.
Come to the one who loves us. Come to the waters of grace. Lift up your hearts, your voices in praise to the Lord. Number 77, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
take this opportunity to welcome one another through the passing of the peace. This time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Storms of life. Now I noticed the clouds are gathering. I was talking to Brother John back here, and Dick, I haven't talked with you yet. Do we want to hold off the rain? We're getting so close to harvest, or would it still help? Would it still be helpful? Well, then all right, because I don't think, you know why I have to say that, because I don't think you're going to hold it back. At least I haven't been able to so far. Storms happen suddenly. You ever get frightened in a storm? We had a storm last night, Laura and I did, with not a cloud in the sky. In the middle of the night, we have this interconnect smoke alarm system that is really high tech. Yeah. You know what happens? Well, when in the middle of the night, 8 smoke alarms go off on 3 floors, and the short man of the house has to carry the ladder to all 3 floors and disconnect all 8 smoke alarms. Do you know what that man looks like in the middle of the night? Awake. You know what he looks like the next morning? Take a look. I was awake and we were scared to death. My heart was racing. And that's just like the storms of life. They just come that fast. Now, the Word of God we're going to lean on today. Jesus is in a boat with the disciples' children. And suddenly there's a storm. And it's a frightening storm. The winds, boy, the winds are kicking and the waves are starting to kind of swamp the boat. The boat looks like it's actually going to get swallowed up in the waves and go under. But guess where Jesus is? They said he's in the stern of the boat, asleep on a cushion. Now, how could he be asleep in the midst of the storm? You wake up in a storm? Do you wake up when the lightning's? Do you get scared? You know what the message of the gospel is? Now, he goes on, by the way. He rebukes the wind. And he says to the sea, peace be still. And the wind stops. The sea becomes a dead calm. Because, you see, God has power over all the universe. And the comforting message is that Jesus was with his disciples all the time. And he can sleep in the middle of the storm because he knows that even in the storms of life, God's never going to leave you. Jesus is never going to leave you. You think Jesus would forsake you, the one who gave his life on the cross? You think he's going to run from you in your time of need? Never. Never. That's when he's going to be with you more than ever. Ever. Jesus is with you, children. We do get scared in the storms of life. The disciples got scared because we're human. We get scared, sure we do. Sure we wake up in the middle of the night and our hearts race, right? But God is never going to forsake us. Never, ever, ever. And God loves us this much, right? Enough to give his life for us so that we can have the promise of life, no matter what, so that we can have the promise of life forever and ever. Let's turn to the Lord. Boy, we got a good circle here today. It's rally day, so this is a good turnout. Let's go ahead and make a big circle here. This is fun to see this. Thank you, children. I am so glad to see you. Let's make this a big, big circle. Let's thank God for being with us. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for being with us. We thank you for sending Jesus, our Savior, to show us what you're like. And he even went to the cross of Calvary, and he sacrificed his life for us. Gave his life in exchange for us so that even sin cannot destroy us anymore, Lord. No longer do we have to be afraid of death or anything. Thank you for your constant care, for your constant love. Thank you for your presence in our lives. In Jesus' blessed name, we thank you. Amen. God bless you, children. I got treats for you. I'm not that sleepy. We got you covered. Plans have been made for the future. Fritzy brought some more of these in for you. So now make sure you get two. You go ahead, Mason. Make sure you get two there. Allison, grab you two. Yes, indeed. Very, very good. Get you two there. Yeah, grab two, and you're going to share one. Do we have any visitors today for rally days? We got any children who are here as visitors? You didn't get your second one. I'm sorry. Now, see, you got to watch me, don't you? Did you see what I almost did? I almost went right on that. You just say, Greg. Yeah, get you the next one. By the way, Jacob's going to help me. Jacob's going to walk with me in just a minute. I'm going to carry a microphone. Because we might have visitors today. We want to welcome you for rally days. And, of course, our children. We're always thrilled to see our children. I get you a couple out there. There you go, young man. Get you two. All righty. All right. Oh, you got a guitar in your shirt. I like that. Hey, would that fit me? No, I don't think so. Maybe as a hat. But here you go. Grab you two. Katie, you're going to be the last one here. Set them, grab you two, and I'll tell you what, after you get your two, of course, remember to share that one with somebody, tell them Jesus loves them, okay? And you can return to your pews, and Jacob's going to help me out here. Jacob's going to carry the microphone for us this morning. There you go, Jacob. Again, we want to welcome you for rally days, Jacob and I are going to walk the microphone around the house with you. If you have a joy, and that could, for example, for the sake of our visitors, this could be like a birthday announcement, wedding anniversary. It could be a testimony of the calming presence of Christ in the storms of life. If you want to lift that up, you go right ahead. Maybe it's a concern. Maybe you've got a loved one that you want to lift up in prayer. And just raise your hand, joys or concerns, and Jacob and I are going to bring you the mic. Keep your hand up. High for us so we can see you. Joys or concerns. We're going to walk it over to you. Hey, look here, Junior. You know who this is, don't you? Yeah.
Today is my son-in-law and daughters, Rob and Tina Pollock's 18th wedding anniversary.
Well, raise the cheer for that. Raise the cheer for Vinny and Dini. Oh, that's wonderful, Karen. Thank you. Any other joys or concerns? Oh, come on. We're going to go over here, Jacob. Go over here. He does a fine job. Yes, he does. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I just got some concerns about a friend of mine, classmate John Fleener. He's having a little bit of problems. His son's going through some bad times right now because they won't let him go back to work now until all the legal stuff is going over on this here incident that happened, and John's getting depressed, so I just told him I would be praying for him, and have the prayer warriors here at the church to be praying for him to help him get through this time, because he's really having a rough time. And my daughter, she's still having trouble with the water on her lungs. It keeps building up, and they don't know what's causing it yet, so she's just kind of waiting for Cleveland to get back with her and find out what's actually going on. But she's starting to get out and starting to walk a little bit more and everything. So the heart is doing great, but it's just the fact that she keeps getting this water build up on her lungs. So just keep the prayers going for her.
Indeed, Brother D. Indeed, thank you.
Excuse me. I just found out a few days ago that Ray Tennell, and most of us in here know him, but I did not know that he had lung cancer. And I just found it out, and I called and talked to Diane, and she said he's doing pretty well, but they've known it for about 4 months, and I can't imagine here in Convoy that it hasn't gotten around before that.
Amen. Amen, Mother. You got that, but thanks for alerting us.
If we could have prayers for Tana's grandma, Grandma Ruth Shinneberry. She had an aortic valve replacement this week and is recovering, and it's not going as well as they had hoped. We saw her a few weeks ago, and she had decided she didn't want to do the valve replacement, so the doctors must have thought better of that, and she went ahead and had it done, but it's not going as well as they had hoped. So if we could have prayers for her, please.
We do indeed, Brother Steve. We lift her up.
We have Madeline Emmerich on there, but we need to also put her husband Greg. He went down to Columbus earlier this week to go to the surgeon for his back surgery. The options of back surgery, there's a 50-50 chance he'll come out completely paralyzed. When he got up that morning to go down to surgery, Maddie couldn't go with him because she was very sick.
50-50? Did
50-50.
You say 50-50?
50-50.
Whoa.
So when he got down there, they ended up putting him in the hospital, and now they're checking his heart and doing some things with his heart. So if you could keep them in your prayers.
Indeed, Nikki. Indeed.
And then also, I want to just thank the church for all your prayers.
Bless you. God love you. Any other hands? Oh, here we are. We're right back here. We'll get to you. Here we go, Jacob. I'm going to go ahead and take Brother Warren here, and then we'll go back here to Sister Mary.
I just want to lift up again the Pregnancy Life Center walk next Sunday afternoon. Good exercise, folks. And those of you who may not be able to for time, see Vicki or I and just tell us how many dollars you would like to donate, and they will contact you by mail. We don't collect anything. In addition to the film that you saw here a couple of weeks ago, they have an organization that was Pink for several years, P-I-N-K, Pink. It's for the junior high girls, and it's been very well received in all three of our high schools. This year, for the first time, they're starting a class just for the fathers of these families, and Reverend David Ray is heading that up. But anyways, and Trina Langdon, you know, the Ramrod's the whole thing, and she's the director of it. I can remember when she used to run up and down these highways here. This was her home church, and she was Trina Miller then. But anyways, thank you for your support.
Thank you, Brother Warren. Thank you. Here we go, Jacob. Look right here.
This is for you, Greg. I know in the past few weeks you've needed a lot of strength, and I guess I've just witnessed the strength that you can give families at the time of need and how you can comfort them. And I guess, you know, I myself, and I'm not the only one in this church, pray to God that he will replenish, you know, the continual strength that you give us all as members of this church.
Any others back here? Any others? We don't get back here that often, do we, Jacob? I like to come back here and preach back in that area. Back there. That'd stir everybody up, wouldn't it? Well, can we show an appreciation for young Jacob? How about this? Yes. Thank you so much. You want to come with me? Come on, go this way.
I think I was a little remiss on the earlier one, but I don't know how many of you know Norm Myers, and that is Ann Googler's brother. And he had he fell, and he had hip surgery yesterday, and I didn't bring it up, but she said he's doing well. He is my neighbor, so.
Thank you, Fritzy. Thank you, Ann. Yes, indeed. We keep him in our prayers. Thank you, Fritzy. Very important. Very important. We don't want to squelch the spirit then of this Mother Street. Point for me, Karen. Yes, Delta. We sure will, Delta. We sure will. We want to remember her mom in prayers. Any others? Well, once again, can we show appreciation for Jacob? Jacob. Fine. I like that biblically. That's a good biblical thing, you know. That's a good one. Thank you, Jacob. Let us turn to the Lord in silent prayer. Heavenly Father, we do give you heartfelt thanks that in the storms of life, you, Lord, are that calming presence, the stillness that comes, the peace that transcends all understanding, Lord God. Thank you for your peace right now for Diane, as she again says, she continues to serve you in the midst of tears, Lord God. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, to Glenn's family. Heavenly Father, we miss him so much. Our hearts are broken. But we know that one fine day, as that beautiful song yesterday that Glenn loves so much, there will be a day, Lord. You've made it possible. There will be a day when we will be reunited with Glenn and Craig and all our loved ones, Lord God, on heaven's shore. But until that time, again, open our eyes to your resurrected presence, to the Holy Spirit, to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to the anointing of your power, O Lord God, that we might be fueled to continue the mission, to continue the work that Jesus would have us do. Bless us now, Lord, as we pray from our hearts this beloved prayer that Jesus, the Master of the Church, has invited us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This hymn is indeed a prelude for the Word of God that we will be about to receive. So let's stand, prepare our hearts, therefore. 512, when the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Thank you.
Please be seated. This time we turn to a lesson from the holy word of the one who stands by us. When storms of life are raging, there is a calming presence. It is none other than Jesus the Christ, the Master of the Church. Mark 4, begin reading with the 35th verse. On that day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up, and they said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he woke up, and he rebuked the wind. And he said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" May God bless this reading of his holy word with his Holy Spirit, his holy presence. Canceled the comedian. I talked with several, and our tires were spinning. When Glenn passed away late evening on Labor Day, and by the way, you need to know that there was Parker's birthday, and in fact, Charlie Bear is the first one that gave, Charlie, you're the first one that gave me the witness to this, that Glenn had said, sure enough, he wanted to make it to Labor Day, and that was the occasion that they planned for Parker's birthday. And you know what? He made it. They had that birthday celebration. And then Glenn went to be with the Lord that evening. When Glenn passed away, Laura and I were already scrambling. We were thinking, I just don't know if this is appropriate. And then Brother John Hall called me on Wednesday morning with unbelievable news. Diane, just unbelievable. The storms of life, just like that. Just like that, the sea was raging and the wind was howling. And our ship was being tossed about. How could it be that your brother Craig had died in the night? How could it possibly be? And the whole community was in that storm. There were other boats. We were all in that. And that's when you called me too. I was on the way. You called me, you and Ron. And you were just devastated, as we were devastated. Nothing can't begin to compare with Hugo's sister, and Sharon, wife, and children. Ann and Amber and Jonathan. The storms happened just like that. Well, it was unequivocal then. I talked to Kevin Weissman, one of his closest friends, and I said, "That's it. I said, that's it. I'm going to pull the plug on this for this year. It just doesn't feel right." Not that laughter is necessarily inappropriate at a time like this. More about that in a moment. But I'm just going to briefly unpack the Word of God here in our listening. On that day when evening had come, Jesus says to the disciples, "Let us go to the other side." So leaving the crowd behind, they took Jesus with them, just as he was, and other boats were with him. Now the great Van Bogart Dunn, this was one of his key texts, Don. This was pivotal for Bogie Dunn, the founder of Methodist Theological School in Ohio. And Bogie alerted us, of course, redaction criticism, form criticism, all the schools, the disciplines of hermeneutics, that we pastors are drilled in. But a simple reminder, that you know that this was written down sometime after even the death of Paul. Paul's letters were the earliest writings. But the Gospel of Mark, was written down sometime later, and by that time the church has already been going through this journey on the Sea of Life, see? So they're beginning to integrate, to add some things in the remembering of the teachings of our Master Jesus Christ, our Lord of the Resurrection. This is after the resurrection, and it has altered the lens through which now they perceive all the journey of the church and the journey of life. Jesus is the Lord of the resurrection. He has conquered death, and they live with that blessed assurance. So there is an inclusion here in the remembering of the witness of our Lord and our Savior. Other boats were with him. Now to unpack that, you need to know a little something about church architecture from the beginning. I will never put down this architecture, Linda. I got Susie and Roger up here. Kind of reminds you of Paulding a little bit. Sure, oh, it should. These churches dot the land, and our little colloquialism, we just simply say it's the Akron plan. Because this form of church architecture, we inherited from a minister who lived in Akron, who was an architect, had those skills that God gave him. And he designed this, and what we have here is one of the most incredible meeting houses for acoustics that could ever be built, even to this day. It's just fabulous. But how many of you have been in a church that had a vaulted ceiling? How many of you have been in a church like that with a vault? Okay, that is an upside down hull of a boat. It is a boat. The nave, you're familiar with the term nave, the nave in our churches, whatever the architecture, the nave, nevertheless, is the central greeting place, the meeting place, the seating is all in the nave, up to the chancel, up to the altar. And it has been since the beginning of church architecture. And that's deliberate, because nave is from the Latin word navis, which means ship. Once again, the vaulted, the classic vaulted ceiling, the upside down hull. We are in a ship on the journey of the Sea of Life, and Jesus is the captain of the ship, which means we are in the best of hands. Now, the basilicas of old in early Christendom took that. Mary Ann, many of our Roman Catholic churches today have that. The newer ones have already changed. But I like the old architecture of the basilica, because the classic basilica has the vaulted ceiling, the upside down hull, the ship, and Jesus the captain. They formed it. You can look from the sky and take off that hull, take off the ship hull, you will see a cross in the classic basilica. Thus, the captain of the ship is the one who gave his life for us. Even more so, we are in the best of hands, because the captain of the ship has sacrificed his own life to conquer death and the power of sin. We are in the best of hands. Oh, by the way, in the nave, and we have it here, there were the long benches. You know what the long benches represented? The ancient ships. That's where you rode from. How many of you rode in a boat? Knock off the back of that pew, we call it pew today, knock it off and get to work. Because we're on a journey. We're rowing. We're on a journey that has a destiny, and the destiny is the victory of the captain of the ship. Victory in Jesus. And thus, even in the storms of life, we don't have to be afraid. We're in the best of hands in this vessel. We're on a journey of salvation, and the victory is sure in Jesus. That's such comforting news, because the wind began to blow that night. The waves began to beat into that boat, so that boat was beginning to become swamped, and they were frightened. Did you ever get frightened? I told you last night, in the middle of the night, Ed. Three floors. I'm glad I got a small ladder. I just wish I was taller. But we get frightened, And they ran to Jesus in their fear. He was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. Again, why? Because there's nothing to fear, ultimately. It's that same gospel promise of the Savior. Frightened, yes, but you don't have to be afraid, my child. You don't have to be afraid. I'm in control. Lord, don't you care that we're perishing? And he woke up, and he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. And then he turned to the disciples, and he said to them, why do you fear? What have you to fear? Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great awe, and they said to one another, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? We are in the best of hands, and we need to know that, especially now with the storms of life raging. July the 5th, Troy. Nikki. July the 25th, Jim. August 24th, Paul. August 24th, Marianne Dwight. September 7th, Glenn. September 4th, Craig. The storms, they come so quickly, and as with the water swamping the boat, we in our humanness, we become overwhelmed. And Jesus understands that. Jesus understands that. Lord, do you not care that we are perishing? And you rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. The wind ceased and there was a dead calm. The calming presence of Jesus is with us in the boat. On the sea of life, in the journey. There's a calming presence, and I have had the privilege of witnessing it firsthand. The storm began for Glenn when we received the news that he had that cancer. And I tell you, I know my trustees, Charlie, I know the trustees would remember. Of course, the trustees would say, as Charlie said, he was, man, talk about skills. Talk about a builder and skills that he brought to that task. When they were working on the house, Jeff, where's Jeff? Jeff, we would hear you guys again and say, well, Glenn's on that task. Oh, well, we're in good hands here. Glenn's on that job. He's got that covered. And then we would look back in retrospect, realizing he was already feeling the pain of that cancer, and still he worked. Flawlessly, he worked. And I saw the power of Christ in his journey throughout that battle with cancer. I saw the calming presence of Jesus Christ. I had the privilege witnessing it firsthand. The last visit at the house, Glenn mapped out how the funeral would go. I've shared that with those others, Brother Warren. You know, that's an amazing disciple to sit there and to go ahead and look death right in the eyes and not be afraid. He planned a worship service to glorify Christ, to witness to Christ. And it happened, didn't it, Kelsey? It happened because of the presence of Christ in his life. And I shared with them yesterday what I saw that day. I saw enveloping Glenn Garris at the last hour. I saw a holy presence. I saw in his countenance a light that shined through. And I have no doubt. It was the light of Christ, and that light of Christ has not been extinguished, but shines with greater glory on the shores of heaven. We'll see him. We'll see him someday. And then Wednesday morning, when I heard that devastating news about Craig, and I found Sharon just devastated by the storm. The waves had filled the boat. The family was broken. Kevin nearly wrecked. He was going to Hicksville. He said he got the call on his cell phone and nearly wrecked. Well, I'll tell you what. He was able to stabilize the car and he was able to get to Sharon's house from his best friend. But I tell you what, we were all wrecks. We were all wrecks. But already the calming presence of Christ is at work. Lord, I had an errand that we ran to Walmart last night. We ran into Sharon and Jonathan, and Amber says, my daddy died. Marianne, that's so tough. my daddy died. And we talked about Jesus at Walmart. Aisle 7, we spoke of Jesus, the master, the captain of the ship. And already the calming presence of Christ is at work in sharing, already bringing healing, bringing a calm in the midst of the storm. And I have no doubt that the Lord's presence will carry her through, as the Lord will carry us. You know, Fritzie's my spiritual mother, and I told her, if I remember, because I'm emotional, I'm tired, I said, if I remember, Mother, I'm going to give a little thanks to you. Marianne, she prays for me all the time. And what she says, you know, Greg, I understand that sometimes the sea is such that sometimes the winds continue to blow. Sometimes the waves continue. Right, Mother? You know. But she says, I pray for you, Gregory, that Christ will give you the strength. And the captain of the ship never fails. And there is a poem, you know, of... It's like Fritzie said to me, as my mama said, I didn't tell you, Fritzie, my mama said the same thing. You know, the Lord never gives me more than I can handle. You've heard that, right? The Lord never gives me more than I can handle. And Fritzie gave the same footnote that my mama did. But sometimes I think he overestimates my abilities. You been there? Well, I want to close with a poem that was written in 1936 by a young woman who was a teenager. And this has continued to bring comfort. She lived through the Depression. Her mama died when she was age 6. Her daddy had to raise the children, all 8 children. She continued to have hardships, but in the midst of her hardships, in the midst of the storm on the sea, the calming presence of Jesus Christ gave her a vision. And she wrote the poem in 1936 that has comforted so many of us since. And I close with this, Brother Warren. One night I dreamed a dream as I was walking along the beach with my Lord. And across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. And for each scene, I noticed 2 sets of footprints in the sand. One belonging to me and one to my Lord. And after the last scene of my life, when it had flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only 1 set of footprints. I don't understand why. When I need you most, Lord, why then would you leave me? And the Lord whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never, ever. During your trials and testings, when you saw only 1 set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Marianne, the Lord carries us. And the Lord will continue to carry us through the storms. And one day, Glenn, there will be a day when we will be with the victorious Christ on the shores. Until that time, let Christ carry you. Let Christ be the calming presence in your storms of life. Look to Him. Look to Jesus. This time, the ushers will assist us as we serve the Master of the Church.
Thank you.
Let's pray together. God of abundant and eternal life, we thank you for your abundant gifts as we return a portion of those gifts back to you. Tend the roots of our lives that we may continue to bear much fruit. Tend the shoots of this church that we may be a forest filled with life-giving fruit and haven-like shade for a world hungering for your love and desperate for your protection. In gratitude, we pray. Amen. And now Diane gave us that wonderful prelude, and now we conclude reaffirming our faith. 378, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
Thank you.
of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.